Hey guys, my name is Jade, and I would like to thank you for tuning into my podcast. For this podcast, I'm just going to introduce myself a little bit and then explain why I love Disney World and all things Disney. And then furthermore, just review a few basics about Disney World, such as booking hotels, fast passes, food reservations, transportation, best times to go, things like that. And what I'm hoping for is for the next few podcasts to come, I can elaborate more on these topics and give some insight about why I love Disney World so much. So to start, my name is Jade Morrow. I am from Vidor, Texas, which is about 15 minutes from Beaumont, Texas. That's where I attend school at Lamar University. Beaumont is about 2 hours away from Houston, give or take. At Lamar University, I study earth science and communication broadcast, which hence my podcast name, GeoJade. I do love science. I love earth science. I love communication, especially broadcast, even more. I'm hoping to become a meteorologist. I plan to get my certification for TV meteorology very soon. And from that point, I will then decide if I actually want to get my master's in meteorology. So after many years of schooling and a ton of college debt, I will hope to achieve all of this. I have two pugs named Bean and Pickles. One's black and one's fawn. I have a cat named Samson that I rescued and bottle fed from 2 weeks old. In my spare time, I like to cook. I like to watch movies. I'm 21 years old and I am definitely an old soul, but no regrets there. We just bought a house a few months ago, so I'm still moving in. That's a huge headache, as anyone could imagine. And even more exciting, I'll be going to Disney World in less than 2 weeks. Well, 2 weeks. We leave on the 17th. And I'm super, super excited about it. It's been less than half a year since the last time I've been. I'm not really sure how I was able to talk my boyfriend into going on two trips in less than 1 year, but I'm hoping I have that much luck every year. So I guess we're going to start with the basics for Disney World. We'll start with booking. So I like to go to mydisneyexperience.com. This is where I book my trips. It literally takes me 30 minutes tops. Some people prefer to do their booking through a travel agent. It's really just personal preference. I have heard that booking through a travel agent, you get discounts or you get fast passes that you can barely get online. My personal preference is online because you can physically look at what you have planned, and it really gives you a very good estimate as far as how much you're going to be paying for your trip, which is really what I like because I like to set a budget and I really like to get the most of my trip in my budget. So if you go to mydisneyexperience.com, you create your account, you can literally build your trip to your preferences on booking and all that good stuff. So then when you book 120 days prior to your vacation, you can book food reservations, which I very much recommend hopping on this, waking up as early as you can to try and get these booked, because I'm telling you, in the last few years, it has been super, super hard to get really good reservations. I'm actually still trying to get reservations to be our guest, and that has been a nightmare. So definitely recommend trying to get those in as soon as possible. You can also get on every single day and refresh, because just like you and I, people do tend to cancel their plans, and that's always great. So food reservations 120 days prior to your day, your first day at Disney World. And then 60 days prior to your first day, you can book your fast passes, which I more than recommend doing this at, I think the time opens at like 7 o'clock in the morning. I would definitely recommend jumping on this first thing in the morning. Fast passes have saved me a lot of time. If you don't know what a fast pass is, it used to be a ticket that you'd actually get at the park. It was a physical paper ticket that you'd have to get at like a little kiosk. Well, they did away with that ever since technology has taken its course. And you can download the app and you have it and you can get your fast passes while you're at the park. And it's just been really, really convenient and easy ever since they've changed it to electronic. But basically, if you have a fast pass to a ride, you get to basically line jump the majority of the line. Now, there is some wait, but when you have to wait almost 3 hours for the Dwarf Mine Train and you have a fast pass, that cuts it down to like maybe 30 minutes. And that line is horrific to stand in. So if you can get a fast pass for that, definitely want to do that. But 60 days prior to your trip, you can get your fast passes. And then when booking your trip, you also want to keep in mind how you're going to be traveling. From Southeast Texas all the way to Orlando, Florida, it is a 16 very long car ride, 16 hours. It is horrible, but I just flew for the first time in June, and that was a very different experience. I don't really like to fly just because it really makes me nervous, but I did definitely prefer to fly instead of being in the car for so long, because normally we have to drive all day, then we have to stop at a hotel at night, and then we have to drive a little bit more in the morning, versus we get there the airport, and then we wait there, we get on our plane. I can't remember if it's 2 hours or three or four. Anyways, it's between that, which is a fraction of 16 hours. Still very much worth it. We get off. They take our bags. We check into our hotel. And we go to the park. And we did all of this by 1 o'clock. So that was amazing. It's definitely worth the money, although very expensive, especially if you were to have a larger family. But it's just me and my boyfriend. So, definitely recommend flying. Disney makes the whole flying experience. You feel like you're a superstar or something, because they have a special place for you to walk. They put you on this fancy bus, and they take you straight to your hotel. It was just great. And when booking your trip, you also want to keep in mind, when is the best time to go? Which, if you get on Pinterest, you can find calendars that will tell you when the most heaviest crowds are, which of course is going to be when school's out. So summer, spring break, Easter, Thanksgiving, and of course Christmas. And if you were lucky enough to be able to go the week before or the week after Christmas or after New Year's, those are some of the most best times to go, because you still get to enjoy Christmas, but the crowds are a lot more, it's just a lot better. If you were able to take trips at different times of the year versus school crowds, recommend that also. I have done both. I've stood in many lines. I have waited and walked through huge crowds. And either way, the experience is still great, but definitely skimmer crowds is the more preferred. So there's just a lot to think about when you are booking your trip. I recommend writing it all down, doing a lot of research. When booking your dinner reservations, you can get on Yelp and actually put in the restaurant name and, of course, put in Orlando, Florida, and it brings it up and you can see pictures, menus, prices, and what people say. I would definitely recommend doing that. And just the more research you do, the more you get on Pinterest and read blogs, the more it's going to help you. So I guess that's the end of this podcast. I'm going to do another one, hopefully very soon. This is my first podcast, so bear with me, but thank you for tuning in.